Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Thursday, Friday evening. It's the J6 Hang Mike Pence postgame edition. But you know, I'd like to move on topically, at least for now. You can always pull us back. They keep pulling me back at 844-967-2789. But you know, I might quote Fox News once or twice more before I'm banished forever. You know,
that's BS, Crudy.
It's unofficial. They haven't officially reached out to banish me. But I suspect they will. It's been more like the relationship between Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Just no call at all.
Just ghost a guy.
They didn't call me to ask how my actions on their airwaves has gotten me threatened umpteen times by the very fine Fox News viewers. But anyways, here I go. Quoting the Foxy News. Damn. Polling, though. And I've always found their polling sort of like Rasmussen. A little push polling, a little slanted to the right often. But here's some polling about guns. And as the headline says, and not the headline when you look on the, at least the mobile site, you don't really know what the poll is going to tell you unless you click through. And then it basically tells you, even according to Fox News, the American people are overwhelmingly in favor of common sense gun reforms. Dom, you posted an article about Ken Paxton, the attorney general of Texas. You know, his plan? Well, God's got a plan.
God's plan. It's all God's plan. I mean, it sucks you lose a kid, but, you know, God's plan.
It must be God's plan. God wanted to take him home. Well, the people's will does not reflect God's plan, according to Ken Paxton, because the people want action from the political sorts, even according to Fox News. Let me jump in here for just a bit. After a series of recent mass shootings, the latest Fox News national survey shows bipartisan support. When Fox News calls it bipartisan, it probably is. For a range of gun reform laws, especially background checks on all gun buyers. That's not an exception. It's not an asterisk. All gun buyers. Anyways, in general, according to Fox News, and this is the flattest stat they have, everything else is overwhelming. Bear with me. In general, 56% majority of Americans believe that having tougher gun laws would reduce mass shootings. 56%. You almost got a filibuster-proof majority there. On specific gun proposals, and let's not forget this watered-down version that we're getting, this bipartisan compromise bill of the Senate. So Republicans get a little cover and can continue to pocket the NRA donations. On specific gun proposals, voters are most supportive of requiring background checks. According to Fox News, 88%.
Ooh, wow.
That's kind of bipartisan. Improving the enforcement of existing gun laws, 84%. Well, okay, that seems logical, right? Maybe it's an anomaly in the statistics. Let me throw a couple more. I can't believe big, ugly Keith Best is messaging me in the middle of a radio show. Probably some crap he heard on Fox, but let me read on.
Some more of the crap you heard on Fox.
Another 8 in 10 favor raising the legal age to buy an assault weapon to 21. 82%.
Wow.
82%, according to Fox News. Passing red flag laws. That's the one we might actually get. 81% support. Background checks on buying ammunition. I don't even hear them talking about that, but buying ammunition. How about a background check on that? Can't even buy the bullets. Can't go build yourself a ghost gun. 80% support for that. Mental health check, 78%. Raising the legal age to buy any gun, not just assault weapons, any freaking gun. 78% support amongst, according to Fox News polling.
Wow.
Which is notoriously conservative. So if you got all that, background checks for guns, 88%. Enforce existing gun laws, 84%. Legal age to 21 for assault rifles, 82%. Flag people who are a danger to themselves or others, you know, red flag, 81%. Background checks for ammo, 80%. And roughly three quarters, 77%, more than three quarters, you know, that's kind of rounding down Fox News. Three quarters favor a 30-day wait period for all gun purchases. And the increasing number of armed guards at public schools and public, you know, at schools and public venues, 73%. Way more people, or at least statistically, more people favor 30-day waiting periods than believe the crap they peddle on Fox News about arming every teacher at every school. Well, isn't that something, Don? The American people want action. The American people have clear beliefs. And it's not a, you know, we weak Democrats want to take your guns because we're afraid of you. This is a very bipartisan set of beliefs, Dom, according to Fox News.
844-967-2789. And how does it feel to want Fox News poll takers? Because unless you get some of those Republicans to go along with you, you got to sit over here with the rest of us who want legal weed and want all sorts of things that they are not going to give you.
7 in 10, 70% favor banning high-capacity ammunition clips. 63% support banning assault weapons, so less support for those. You know what there's very little support, less than majority for? Allowing teachers to carry guns at school.
It's an asinine proposition.
People, well, it's a dumbass proposition, but 48% of people want that. 45% want more citizens carrying more guns. So I would point out the only things that don't reach majority support are the very things the Republicans support. Arm everyone, reciprocity of concealed carry laws. All that crap, they're not serving their constituents.
You think?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't even know about this.
If the majority of Republicans, they are not serving the majority of Republicans. I mean, I hear guys like Mitch McConnell. I don't care what the majority says. I care about the majority of my caucus.
Right.
But the majority of their caucus believes like I believe, believes like you believe, I think, Dom, that there can be some common sense gun reforms. And that's what we all want.
I know, but
they keep telling us something different.
Well, until Mitch McConnell gets voted out of office, until his constituents in the Senate get voted out, you're not going to get it because they're still cashing the NRA checks. So stand in line, majority of American people who want your elected representatives to actually follow through with your wishes. We the people. Because
all we
got to
do is win two U.S. Senate seats, Dom. And we get what we the people want. We could get
the NRA does care.
Yeah, sure they do. They care enough to send guys like Scott Walker 4.5 million, guys like Ron Johnson 1.3 million. We got to win two U.S. Senate seats. We've got one in our backyard. Our buddy Rojo, the incumbent, he's up on the ticket again. He took 1.2 million lifetime from the NRA. God knows how much funneled from Russia. But you know what? He doesn't even represent the majority of Republicans on these issues.
I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's children.
So why do they keep selling this? Why do they keep selling it to their constituencies? I mean, their constituencies aren't even buying. But somehow this has become the dogma of the Republican Party.
Because, you know, it's abortion. It's just, if I don't vote for Ron Johnson, I'm voting for the Marxist, progressive, whatever. I mean, you know, that's the choice, right? So even if they want some quote-unquote common sense gun reform, what are the chances that they're going to, you know, roll over and vote for a Democrat? Almost zero, dude.
I get that. But why is that? you know, if you're not getting the vast majority of what you want in life, and I'm talking to Republicans on things like guns, probably even the majority of Republicans last time we saw polling out of our state on legalized marijuana, Republicans want legalized marijuana. It's not just stoners like Dom and I. They don't get it either. So they're okay and they're willing to have their politicians talking about Republicans specifically go against their will. But I mean, when you start talking about things like dead school kids, I mean, really, at what point do Republicans start voting their conscience? I'm talking about the rank and file, not the politicians, not the Robin Vosses, not the soulless Mitch McConnells. I'm talking about the good guy that lives next door that's maybe a little more conservative than I am. Why does he keep voting for people that let our kids, our grandkids die in these mass shootings? And the vast majority of us have a differing opinion, and they don't care. They keep cashing the checks. They keep letting your kids die.
844-967-2789. Let's get to some callers. Jack from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, I want to compliment you on that. I'm changing topics here. I want to go back to the original topic about the January 6th.
Yes.
If that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay, great coverage, by the way. I want to compliment you guys on that. I do have a concern, though. On these hearings, you've got to get the kingpin. The kingpin is Humpty Dumpty. You know it, and I know it. Right now, at the beginning of these hearings, Denny Thompson and that Zoe Loughlin said, well, we're not going to recommend criminal prosecution. Well, if you're not going to recommend criminal prosecution, then what is this all about?
Jack, they're still laying out an evidentiary case, and the DOJ is watching. And there's been some confusion in the reporting today. Will they give the transcripts to the DOJ? No, they won't. Yes, they will. They've said, yes, we will. So they've already done these interviews. They got all the evidence compiled. And now they're laying out the case, not just to the American people, but to the audience of Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland Day is coming, Jack. Feel it in my bones. More devils.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
What if God was one of us?
You shot me! You shot me right in the arm!
You know, you only have two cheeks.